The man whimpered in shock, and his eyes widened to find himself within an eyelash of Ian's glacial fury.
You okay, Maggie?
No! Damn, that hurt!
She had her hand against her jaw as she struggled to her feet. Ian locked eyes with his prey. He growled.
Who is this?
She gingerly worked her jaw as if to make sure it was in one piece.
Carson Epps! Kill him, please! No!
Epps cried out in terror. Better yet, she added, eyes blazing. Just hold him there a moment. Hand still cradling her jaw, she walked over.
Can you move to your left just a bit, Marshall?
Confusion on his face, Ian moved the lower portion of his body a step to the left, but kept the squirming Epps pinned. Suddenly, she pointed at the ceiling.
Oh my goodness, look at that!
When both men looked to see, Maggie punched Epps hard in the groin. His mouth opened in a silent scream and his eyes bulged. Ian was so stunned and surprised, he turned Epps loose, not caring that the man slid to the floor, where he immediately curled up and began rolling back and forth. Studying the lightning in her eyes, Ian folded his arms and didn't know what to make of her or what to say. Instead, he gently moved her hand aside so he could assess her injury. The jaw and eye were already swelling.
You need a steak.
Epps was rocking back and forth. He seemed to have regained his voice because he was moaning softly in rhythm with his writhing. By then, Wilma and some of her male patrons had come to investigate all the commotion, utterly fascinated by the small woman before him. Ian glanced away for a moment.
The lady needs a steak for her eye.
Wilma surveyed Maggie, then took in the man rolling on the floor.
What happened to him?
Still contemplating the hellion that was Maggie Freeman, Ian replied uncaringly.
He fell. He'll live. About that stake?